This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New York City schools will be all in person this fall with no remote options. So says Mayor Bill de Blasio, who says the city can't fully recover without everybody back in the classroom. College student Ronelle Huggins in New York says she's getting a COVID shot to go back to school.
I will be getting vaccinated just because I'm a college student, and recently they're saying that in order to go back to in-person school, you have to get vaccinated. So that's one of the reasons. If it wasn't mandated, I don't think I would get vaccinated right now.
Nearly half of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot. Much of the world is angry at Belarus, which forced a passenger plane to land there in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The plane's crew was told there was a bomb threat against the plane. There were Americans on board the plane. Secretary of State Blinken calls what Belarus did shocking. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
The EU and others are demanding a probe into the dramatic forced landing of the Ryanair jet at Minsk and Roman Protasevich's removal from the plane. He ran a popular messaging app that's played a key role in helping organise massive protests against Belarus's authoritarian president. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden is sending Secretary of State Blinken to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians and others to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for resuming peace talks. The UN Health Agency, the World Health Organization, opened its annual meeting this morning with a draft resolution in the works that acknowledges missteps in the response to COVID-19. The leaders of France and Germany are rallying around efforts to strengthen the World Health Organization and the world's ability to prepare for and defend against pandemics. This is AP News. The grieving family of a 6-year-old California boy shot dead in a road rage incident is pleading for information. Here's our Julie Walker.
Joanna Clunan told KNSD-TV she was driving her son Aiden to school Friday when a white Volkswagen station wagon cut her off on Route 55 in Orange in Southern California. A couple that pulled over to help said Clunan told them she flipped off the car, and when she started merging to the right, the Volkswagen slipped behind her before one of the occupants fired a gun. The bullet went through the trunk and hit Aiden, who was in the booster seat in the back of the car. Investigators believe a man and a woman were inside the Volkswagen at the time of the shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
Air India says personal data of some travelers has been compromised after a hack. Names, passport, and credit card details. 10 years' worth of data, says Air India. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.